Weekends always start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports as we continue talking TCU football with their head coach, Gary Patterson. And obviously, one of the main reasons TCU had so much success last year was the switch to the no-huddle spread offense that produced a school record 604 points. You guys made huge strides. Coach Patterson, were you surprised at how quickly your team adapted and executed this new system?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I talked about being a fan. I mean, the end of the first spring after we put it in, we were terrible. We had injuries in the spring and just do it, you know. But we had talked to people that put it in, and the progression, they talked the same way. The amount of vertical routes you got to run and the amount of things you have to be able to do. But then you saw how, you know, after really about the second scrimmage when we got into two-a-days, how this team had changed and what they were like on offense. And, you know, it still comes down, you know, scheme, but it still comes down to personnel. We were fortunate that you had a Deontay Gray, you had a Kobe Lissenby, you had a big offensive line returning. You had a guy that, you know, that was fit for that kind of offense. It's hard to put square pegs in round holes. So, you know, and you had running backs that were good in space. And so, really, it was one of those things where, you know, everything kind of came together and all fit. And, you know, my whole version was to get, for two reasons. You had to be able to even the playing field to get the ball out of your hand against the big fronts that you play in the Big 12, and you had to be able to change your recruiting. You know, we had too many really good skilled players that were leaving the Metroplex surrounding areas, and now, you know, we were having an opportunity to keep them at home.
Talk to me about Trevon Boykin, your star quarterback. I'd love to learn a little bit about just his offseason and what he's done in preparation for the start of the season.
Yeah, I think it's done everything the same way. The only thing he's been different, he went to the Manning quarterback camp for a couple of days. But outside of that, summer was the same. Two-a-days has been the same, except he understands the offense better going into it and played in it. And so, you know, the biggest thing I told him is that we have to be able to do the same thing we did a year ago. You know, the touchdown to interception ratio was very, very low. And so, if we can do that by the end of the season and he can keep that at the same thing, and I think then what you do is you have an opportunity on offense to be very successful. And early, we've got to be able to run the football. I think we have to be able to run the football because people are going to say, well, we're going to make sure you don't throw it. And so, you know, we've got to be able to block people up front. And, you know, we have three or four senior starters coming back from last year that were part of that group. So we only lost one guy. And so hopefully we'll be able to turn that around.
You know, talking about Trevon Boykin, I was going to ask, you know, what specific area of his game did you challenge him? But I just have to wonder, you know, set aside his skill set, but it just seems like he's grown up and he's matured even more. He seems to be understanding from a leadership standpoint what you're requiring of him.
Yeah, you know, he went through quite the gamut of all the different award shows, all the things we asked
right.
him to do. And so, yeah, I think, you know, he understands.
Did he enjoy that?
You know, I think he did. I think it's, you know, as he finds out, it's not as glamorous as what it looks like.
Hey, Gary Patterson with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we're getting ready to wrap up our interview. But, you know, Coach Patterson, you have such a strong defensive background, and personally, I don't think you get enough credit for your ability to develop quarterbacks. I mean, I think one of the great ones that's been a part of your program, of course, is Andy Dalton. So talk to me about what's your formula to developing a strong quarterback and getting his full potential so he can take his game to the next level.
Well, number one, I think sometimes people think that you got to be easy on quarterbacks because I think one of the things is they've got to become mentally tough. I think that's one thing Andy is. He's a true professional. And so for us, I think the biggest thing is to make it tough on them, but then also giving them an opportunity to gain confidence and doing some different things. And, you know, it's, you know, sometimes people treat quarterbacks differently, and I think one of the things we've done here is we treat them the same. You know, they're part of it, and we ask them to have a large leadership role in your football team and on the field. And when we've had a guy like that, we've been successful. When we haven't, then we've struggled. So I don't think that's much different than anywhere else somebody goes. I think they approach quarterbacks maybe a little bit different, but one of the things we try to do is to make sure that there's only certain ways you can make them mentally tough, and you've got to put them in those kind of situations. And so we've tried to be able to do that.
Real quick, who is Trevon Boykin? Who's going to be his backup at QB?
You know, we have Bram, and then also, you know, probably is the guy, you know, that's probably leading the whole show right now. But there's a A couple other guys are very close, and, you know, we're just going into our first game of the season. There's still a lot of football left.
Okay, my final question for you is, give us a hit defensively. I mean, how are things unfolding, and perhaps who are some of the players that have surprised you a bit?
Well, I don't know about surprise. You know, we're going to be, obviously, it's not, I think there was a stat yesterday, we're the only school in the country that our linebacker, we don't have a guy that started a ball game at linebacker, so obviously we've got to grow some guys up there. And I've been pleasantly surprised with our secondary. We've been banged up a little bit up front, so we've got to get healthy for us to play the way we were a year ago. We only lost Chucky Hunter, but you also got to be able to play with all the rest of the guys. So outside of that, without giving Minnesota any secrets, it's kind of one of those things where you get ready to play. But they understand the level that we want to play on our side of the ball, and now as a football team, you know, in these kind of ball games coming up,
mm-hmm.
Special teams play a big part. And so our punter and kicker, along with our cover teams, are going to be big for us in this ball game, because playing in Minnesota, they're kind of like playing a option team. You know, if you're not careful, they can grind it out. They'll keep the football, and you don't get it back. And so field position becomes important.
Such an honor to have with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the all-time winningest coach at TCU, the great Gary Patterson. Thank you so much. Good luck, Coach. And we'll have our eye on you next Thursday night on ESPN in that nationally televised game. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR. Stay close.